public art is something most people are familiar with, but public funded art is relatively new. Some sculptors in Franklin, Indiana are giving online fundraising a try. Curious Mix contributor Emily Matheny tells us why.
If you've driven through downtown Franklin in the past few years, you've probably spotted the Sloth, a 14-foot animated mural of the mammal wearing a Hawaiian shirt. It's on the outside of a building that inside houses a workshop where artist Greg Potter and the building's owner, Gordon Strain, are building a new creation. Diane Moneypenny is Gordon's wife. She's also co-founder of the Franklin Department of Public Art, an organization dedicated to increasing the amount of art in the city of Franklin.
And we noticed there was no art in Franklin. There were some war memorials, but there really was this huge hole that we wanted to try to fill. So Gordon started the mural with the Johnson County Community Foundation, and that was a great success. So we were really inspired by that all kicking off in that spark. And so we decided to buy this building and to try to infuse Franklin with more art.
And one of those ways is through murals and sculptures around the city. A bear cub in front of the new Meyer, a mural of girls blowing bubbles on the side of the courthouse annex. And now they are working on a mystery project partially funded by the public for the public. Gordon says using GoFundMe will help raise money for better materials.
I was shocked and surprised at how many people were willing to sort of reach out and give money. But at the same time, I mean, people know our art. Yeah. They know what we do. Yeah. So hopefully they're excited for that. It's been an interesting process, again, because of the size and the unique shape of it. And because it's going to be completely weatherproof. But it also had to be somewhat flexible, just when you see it in person, you'll know why. We did the entire frame, skeleton frame, out of steel, and it's all, you know, welded and holding that way. And then after that, we wanted to cover it with the high-density foam so we could carve and really get the full shape on it. So we wrapped the skeleton with cardboard, so we sort of had something that the foam could set on while we poured it. That's where we are now. We're carving the foam. We'll have a few more layers to pour. And then after that, we will cover it with cloth, which will allow us to then weatherproof that whole layer. And then we will apply the final layer, which is going to be fantastic.
And when it comes time to reveal the sculpture,
I mean, we've been joking about it, but it's like, oh, can we take it on tour? You know, it's built that it could hang on a wall, it can hang on a ceiling, it can go on the floor, and it hopefully, I mean, it'll be heavy, but it's not, like, unmanageable. So, you know, if it wants to go on tour, we would take it on tour.
We're trying to figure out, like, how to really give back and say thanks in a really freaking cool way, you know? I don't know.
Break a bottle of champagne over it.
It would take it.
In the meantime, you can celebrate public art by taking a selfie with the Sloth. For Curious Mix, I'm Emily Matheny.